Miss any of the Bill and Jessica Show? Want to listen all over again? It's the Bill and Jessica Show podcast. Here's another segment on Power 101.7.
Jesse Cove, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Hey, you've been on our show before. I think when we interviewed your dad. You met, yeah,
awesome.
Yeah. It was you and your sister, I believe. So,
well, oh, very cool.
Welcome. We appreciate it. How you doing, man?
I'm good. I'm glad to be here. Thanks again, you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. Actor, best known for your role as varsity captain David on Cobra Kai. How was it playing on Cobra Kai? You know, such a nostalgic Karate Kid remake. Not really remake, but, you know, bringing it back with your dad and all that. You know, tell us about that experience before we get into President Down.
Oh, it was so fun. It was a very surreal experience, and I was so lucky to join that universe. And,
yeah,
you know, I can share that with my dad and his legacy, which is always such a wonderful thing. And it was very cool, very, very, very Back to the Future-esque, my participation in Cobra Kai.
How's your dad doing, by the way?
He's great. He's doing really well. He's just finished a film in Chicago, and I think he's got a couple Comic Cons coming up, so he keeps himself very busy.
Man, that's great. That's great. Well, look, brand new Tubi original. It's called President Down. It premiered August the 29th. It's directed by Nick Lyon from Titanic 666. President Down dives into a rip from the headlines premise. The president's pacemakers hacked, triggering a $100 million ransom. I mean, this sounds right up our alley. This is kind of like on the lines of... I don't know. The first thing that came to my mind was Scandal. You know, like something. I mean, it seems like it's so real. It's something that could happen in 2025. You never know with politics and you know what's going on in Washington. Talk to us about it.
Yeah, I mean, it's like you said, it's a wild thing. And in the movie, you know, the president's pacemaker gets hacked, and you follow my character Jacob Pike, and you know, we just go on a wild journey to figure out who's behind this. And you know, we're taking down the bad guys left and right. And, you know, I'm followed by a great group of actors. Paul Logan plays my right-hand man. And David Chokichi from Baywatch.
Yeah.
He's one of the staff members for the president. And he was a great actor and so fun to work with. He and I became friends because he's big into animal rescue, and so am I. And we just a really cool brotherhood was formed from this.
We actually had him on yesterday, and we were talking about, you know, the show and everything like that. So definitely a great interview. What kind of drew you to this script when you first read it?
It was just really action-packed, and it was very drivey. I like scripts that move.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. When you watch the film, it just kind of doesn't stop moving from the very beginning. And it was a very well-written script, and I had worked with the director before. This is the second movie that he and I did. He directed D-Day, Battle of Omaha Beach. And I love working with Nick. He's a fast-paced director, and he has a great vision of the concept of the movies he's working on, and he makes it all look very easy.
Yeah, yeah. Well, look, political thrillers, hacking, cybersecurity, I love all that.
Yeah, this is a perfect movie for you.
yes. The film's streaming now on Tubi. So anything else that you know you're working on, any other projects you got coming up?
Yeah, I've got a really good movie that'll come out in January. I just wrapped that about 3 weeks ago. It's a firefighter movie with Kelsey Grammer and John Voight, and really beautiful story. Really excited for people to see that. And then I have a Western coming out called A Gunfighter's Deal, and that premieres on VOD for all streaming on October 4th. That's a supernatural Western. Really, really great story in there.
Wow, man. And I mean, it sounds like, I mean, working with John Voight and who else did you say?
Kelsey Grammer.
Yeah, Kelsey Grammer. I mean, huge. I mean, you're working with a lot of the big wigs. Man, you're definitely doing it. So congratulations on that. You've been part of some pop culture favorites, Cobra Kai, like we said. Has that fan base, you think, kind of followed you now to, you know, President Down? Does you have like those that fan base that you've built up?
Oh yeah, I mean it's been such an honor to do this over the years, and like you said, build that fan base up and get to share with people. And I just love entertaining people, so it's really fun to be able to, you know, bring smiles and joy and entertainment to people around the world.
Your dad is Martin Cove. We mentioned that earlier. Do you ever, you know, like talk to him and get advice from him about, you know, like what project to take on, or you ever like swap notes or anything like that? Like, how has your dad been your inspiration?
He's been so supportive, and I've been on movie set since I was a little kid, and we support each other, and we talk all the time about the characters we're playing. You know, I used to talk to him all the time about, you know, his character John Kreese on Cobra Kai, and we would dissect his, you know, his needs and what the character was doing and his actions and his motivations. So, you know, we're always there for each other.
Okay.
That's great.
Very cool. That's awesome. Real quick, before we wrap up, I wanted to ask you a couple fun questions, kind of a little bit personal, but it'll make you think a little bit. So here we go. Sure. Real quick. If you personally had 24 hours to stop a crisis like President Down, who are the first three people you call for backup?
And my girlfriend's brother, Zach.
Okay. All right. Very good. Are you a news junkie, or do you prefer to escape the real world politics when you're not working? Do you like follow all the, you know, because this is like a political thriller. Do you follow all the politics and, you know, all the conspiracies and everything going on in the news?
Yeah. I mean, I stay pretty apprised on what's happening in the world. I'd like to, you know what's going on out there.
Yeah.
I mean, you could drive yourself crazy with everything, but I'd like to be pretty knowledgeable of what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Nice. If you weren't acting, what's another career path you think you'd thrive in?
Oh, I would definitely be like a veterinarian or something. I love helping animals.
Animals.
Love
okay.
Working with animals.
Very good. And when you finally wrapped President Down, how did you feel, you know, how did you, like, celebrate finishing such a high-stake film?
I think I went home, and I told my girlfriend, I was like, because I was basically fighting for, like, a month straight, I was like, I need to go get a massage right now.
Right. Right. Long hours, but, you know, it was all worth it, right?
It really was. It was such a joy, and we had a great time making this movie, and a lot of great people were a part of it. So it's a really good one, and we've been getting a lot of really good reviews. So
good.
I'm very proud of the movie.
Jesse Cove, Tubi Original, President Down. It's on. Make sure to check it out. You know, definitely right up our alley. People want to follow you on social media, want to look you up. How can they do that?
It's just my name, Jesse Cove, J-E-S-S-E, K as in King, O, V as in Victor, E as in Edward, on all platforms.
You the man. Thank you so much for checking in again. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Have a great day.
Anytime, anywhere.